This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials in Boulder County are considering a pause on large home construction. They say homes are getting larger across the county. County Commissioner Ashley Stolzman worries that bigger houses are pushing up home prices and also take more energy to heat and cool.
What someone builds in their neighborhood, there is a lot of liberty and freedom that we want to preserve and promote. And what you build on your property does also have an effect on the rest of the community.
The commissioners are holding a public meeting to discuss new housing regulations next month. A moratorium would apply only to unincorporated parts of the county. A man from Cortez is charged with federal crimes in connection with online threats he made toward election officials. Teek Brockbank was arrested Friday. Authorities say he made death threats on social media, including the site called Rumble. Among his alleged targets were Colorado judges who found Donald Trump ineligible to run for president, a decision later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Brockbank is 45. He could get 5 years in prison if convicted. Labor Day is coming, and Denver's airport is expecting record crowds. An expected 450,000 travelers moving through DIA starting Thursday. That's about 5% more than during Labor Day weekend last year. Travelers this year might have to get reoriented. There are new locations for security screening. More and more people in Denver are getting around on e-bikes, and the city's rebate program is back today. People can apply for rebates starting at 11, and they go quickly, sometimes within minutes. The rebates can save buyers up to $1,400 toward the purchase of a new e-bike. This is CPR News.